Thanks for tuning in to Farmer Theologian, a podcast designed to help you build deeply rooted practical theology. Let's get to work.
Well, Rye, welcome to another episode of Farmer Theologian. Thank you for your patience and gracious as we've been off for a couple of additional weeks. Our family got the flu. I actually did come in and record one episode, used the last of my voice to get it out. And then somehow there was a glitch and it was not saved and I just had no more voice left to do it. But nevertheless, we are back now and I wanted to talk to you today about Shepherd's Conference. Just came back from Shepherd's Conference, myself, my fellow elders. We had the joy of going to California for Shepherd's Conference and I thought I would share with you some of the highlights from that conference. I encourage you, maybe if you haven't attended Shepherd's Conference, that it would be a good idea for you to do so. So what were the highlights from Shepherd's Conference? Well, number one, the hospitality. Hospitality is unmatched. First of all, my fellow elders and I, there's four of us total. We got to stay with some old friends, some Armenians. And if you have not experienced Armenian hospitality, I'm not sure you've experienced hospitality. They are just great. They were a huge blessing to us all through the week. And there are many members there of Grace Community Church that host people coming in from Shepherd's Conference. So it's a great blessing to see that hospitality. In fact, this year I had a friend whose lodging had fallen through on him and at the last minute was able to arrange another church family to host him, and he was thoroughly blessed by them. So the hospitality of church members hosting pastors coming in for the conference is amazing. And then the hospitality of the conference itself is top notch. I mean, they have more than 1,000 volunteers doing all kinds of things, from serving food, serving coffee, shining shoes, running the gift shop, running the bookstore, the concierge desk. I mean, there's so many things that are required for putting on a conference of 5,000 men. And these volunteers do an excellent, excellent job, show great hospitality. Their aim is to make sure that this is a restful, encouraging week for pastors and try to do everything they can to do that. And they do a marvelous job. So number one highlight of Shepherd's Conference, hospitality. Second, the fellowship. The fellowship is just amazing. I get to see some old friends. Got to meet some new friends. We get to encourage one another on life and ministry. Some of those conversations are difficult. There were tears shed, but it really is a building one another up in life and in ministry. That's great. Also, it's just a tremendous opportunity to hear what God is doing around the world. As a pastor, we are very busy in our day-to-day life, and it can be very easy to become us focused or our church focused because there's just so many things going on with the normal demands of ministry. And so it's just refreshing to get out for a week and to hear like what God's doing around the world. And it really is an encouraging thing to just hear. God is on the march. God is on the march, friends. And got to hear great stories of that all through the week. So number two, fellowship, the hospitality, the fellowship. Third highlight, and this really might be my favorite part every year, is the singing. The singing is just excellent. I actually told my church this past Sunday, I wish I could take them all there to experience it one time. Obviously, we all love the singing in our own church, and I'd rather sing with my own church than anywhere. But the singing at Shepherd's Conference is just amazing. There's music of various different dynamics and styles, from, you know, one man playing on the piano leading music to a full orchestra and all those things. But in all of those, no matter what the style, no matter what really the song selection is, it's just men singing in full voice. And it really is an amazing experience, kind of a foretaste of heaven, especially the last session, the final night on Friday. Is really great. They told everybody at the very beginning, you know, if you're in the overflow section, the main auditorium seats about 3,500, I would guess. If you're in the overflow, we want you to come in during the final prayer for the last song so that we could all sing together. So 5,000 men in one room singing, "Is He Worthy and He Will Hold Me Fast." I don't think I'll ever forget how amazing that sounded and what a great encouragement it was to be with those brothers just singing unto the Lord. So the singing is definitely, every year, it's a highlight of the conference. Last thing I would highlight is the preaching and teaching. It is a pastor's conference. It's full of people that are preachers for a living, most of them. But the preaching and teaching there is just incredible. I went to two breakout sessions. There were two offered. I went to Jesse Johnson on Christian nationalism. He did a really great job of giving a balanced, thorough critique of Christian nationalism. I thought it was really helpful. I would commend it to you, especially if you're dealing with that issue in your church or you're just uncertain about it. Maybe you've heard some things. I thought Jesse did a great job of being thorough and balanced in his critique. And then the second breakout session, actually the first one, Jesse was the second one. The first one I went to was Chris Hamilton on shepherding parents. I would just say anything that Chris Hamilton teaches that you can get your hands on, you should listen to. He's really the hidden gem of Shepherd's Conference. He's a lay elder there at Grace Community Church. He frequently teaches on topics related to parenting. This one was on pastors shepherding parents. It was really helpful, really encouraging. But I just have a great love and affection for Chris. And so anything that he teaches, especially about parenting, you should soak it up. So when those come out, definitely listen to those. There's also 12 sessions, main sessions with sermons in each of them. In some ways, it's like picking your favorite kid. They're all great. They're all top-notch preachers. But I want to give you two. If you download the audio or if you listen to Shepherd's Conference sermons when they come up, I would tell you these are my two favorite. First is H.B. Charles on Truth Triumphing Through Prayer. Truth Triumphs was kind of this theme of the conference. All the main sessions followed along that theme. H.B. Charles had Truth Triumphs Through Prayer and focused on Colossians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. It was an amazing sermon, really tremendous sermon. In fact, I just recently preached on Colossians here at our church. I preached on that passage maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, I think. And let's just say H.B. showed me I had a lot of room to improve. It was humbling to sit there and have H.B. is probably one of my two favorite preachers. I think him and MacArthur are 1 and 1A in my book. I love to hear H.B. Charles preach, and to hear him preach on a sermon that I preached not that long ago was super humbling, but the sermon itself was very encouraging. And if you are a preacher or a teacher of any kind, there is one illustration that he gave in that sermon on the Lord delighting in our maturity that is probably the best sermon illustration I've ever heard. I mean, it was just, it's an amazing illustration. He made his point well. He guided the congregation through the point he was making well. He really had the whole kind of auditorium eating out of his hand with this story that he's telling to make this point about Christ delighting in our maturity and in our Christ-likeness. And it was just tremendous. I don't want to give too much of it away because I'll not do it justice. But when that sermon is posted online, H.B. Charles, Truth Triumphs Through Prayer on Colossians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13, you should definitely listen to that sermon. And if you are a preacher, you should take notes on how to do an illustration because that illustration, again, it's the best illustration I've ever heard. It's up there. I like Paul Washer's log truck illustration. If you've never heard that one, also very good. But this sermon or this illustration might even top that. It's that memorable. It was that well executed. It was in some ways a preaching clinic on how to give an illustration. So again, the sermon as a whole was tremendous. That illustration stands out, but I would encourage you to listen to H.B. Charles on Colossians. The other sermon that I'll give you from that is the final sermon from MacArthur on the believer's assurance from Romans chapter 8. I used to work for Grace to You, and part of my job included listening to sermons, so I probably listened to more John MacArthur sermons than most people, certainly more than the average person. It's one of my favorites. It's top five at least, if not my favorite John MacArthur sermon. It was so good, so thorough, so encouraging to just walk through the text and speak to the believer's assurance in a incredibly edifying way. It was just tremendous. So it's on Romans 8 again, MacArthur, Truth Triumphs Through Christ's Love. It's just tremendous. So those would be the two I would recommend. Again, I'm not meaning to slight anybody else. I greatly appreciate Shepherd's Conference because it's like 14 sermons, 12 to 14 sermons in 3 days. It's incredibly edifying. But those two stand out to me as the best. Again, that's H.B. Charles on Colossians 4, talking about prayer, and John MacArthur on Romans 8, talking about the believer's assurance. Well, that's it for my Shepherd's Conference highlights. I feel like I could go on forever on this topic because it was such a great week. I would encourage you, as kind of a takeaway, do be praying for myself, our elders. There are certainly many things that we learned, many things that we want to take away from this. And would you be praying for us that the Lord would produce fruit, use this not to just be a fun vacation, a fun trip away, but that he would really use to produce fruit in our own lives and in our leadership here at our church. And then I would encourage you, pray that same prayer for just every pastor there. Certainly, if you know pastors that were there, pray for them specifically, but pray that the Lord would use this conference. There were 5,000 men there, that most of which are church leaders. Pray that the Lord would use the truth they heard from his word over this week to edify them and to strengthen them in their role as pastors or elders or deacons or whatever they may be, as church leaders, churchmen. May the Lord be glorified through the fruit that he brings from this week. Well, that's it for this episode of Farmer Theologian. Hope you enjoyed this episode and it encouraged you as we all continue to build deeply rooted practical theology. One more thing as we close, friends. If this episode has been an encouragement to you and you want to support Farmer Theologian, let me encourage you to do two things. The first is pray for me. I know that I cannot do this on my own strength, so I would greatly appreciate your prayers. And the second thing is share this with a friend. If this episode encouraged you, blessed you, giving you things to think about that have pressed you on to love and good deeds, then please do share this with a friend. And then come back next time for the next episode, Farmer Theologian.